Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the political headlines, in our metaphysics, and in our relationships. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. And I'll hopefully be joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley as the evening progresses. We keep it loose, we never know quite sure who's going to show up when, but one of us usually makes it. And Mark and I have been talking together about astrology and sharing workshops for 2 decades now, and it's been such a great collaboration. It's always good to bounce ideas off that, and I would suggest that with any astrologer you go to, that it's good to hear different points of views, different ideas, get different readings, because everybody sees it from a slightly different perspective, and you can put the pieces together to create a whole for yourself, which is a pretty wonderful place to take it. Normally, Mark, Ann, and I do a workshop in New York every March, but the last couple of years we have not. We closed out on March, the week that New York shut down with the first branch of COVID, and we haven't met in person since then, but we hope to in the future. At the moment, the sun is in Aquarius. It just went over Saturn 3 days ago, and so a lot of conversation this week can be kind of serious and difficult, and talking about the heaviness of the world or what our responsibilities are or what the restrictions are. But the energy is coming back. Now, Mercury conjunct Pluto 3 times, once on New Year's Eve, once a few weeks ago, and now Mercury is direct conjunct Pluto again. It never really left the conjunction to Pluto. It never got more than about 3 degrees away from Pluto before it turned direct. And this coming weekend, February 12th, it's exact in its conjunction one more time. And then by February 15th, it's moved on into Aquarius, and our thinking will lighten up. Some heaviness that's been with us since the mid-December that we've been working on. Now, what I've been hearing from many people is that somewhere in their life, they're doubting their competence. They're wondering if they've got what it takes for this relationship, for this health crisis, for this job, for just handling the COVID problems. When they break it down, usually it's because they have raised their expectations of themselves, not because they're doing any worse. So look at that Capricorn lineup. Venus and Mars are conjunct in Capricorn at the moment. Mercury and Pluto are conjunct in Capricorn at later degrees, 26, 27 degrees. Venus will conjunct Pluto one more time before it's done in March, and then after that, Mars will follow. But this Capricorn lineup has high expectations. Capricorn is the symbol of the mountain goat that's reaching up to the sky, trying to climb those mountains, trying to accomplish once a clear goal about where it's going. And then when you see that mountain, then you look at it and go like, ugh, here I am at the bottom. I can't make it up there. But you can climb one step at a time and get there. I think I see Mark Waltz here.
Hello, Mark. Heather. How are you?
That's you. Wonderful to have you here. I'm doing good. How are you doing today out there? And you are calling in from where?
New York City. Calling
Wonderful.
In from New York City, where we have freezing
rain. How's the
rain.
Weather there?
Freezing rain.
Mm.
So
much fun.
Not very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's February, though. That is the month of freezing rain, if there ever was one.
Yeah.
So we're getting a little sunlight here, and it's so wonderful after the short days around Groundhog's Day to feel that turn, which is lovely. So we were just talking about, with Venus and Mars conjunct in Capricorn and Mercury and Pluto conjunct in Capricorn, even though Mercury is turning direct and I'm certainly seeing more getting done, that people are raising their expectations of themselves and their situation and having a lot of self-doubts. I'm hearing this, you know, full of doubts, a lot of people dealing with depression, and that so that could be just the winter. But I think a lot of it's the Capricorn. So when you see a giant mountain, you don't think you can climb it, but you can one step at a time if you give yourself a lot of credit for each step that you take.
Yeah, that's
how are you noticing that Capricorn lineup? Yes,
that's what the mountain goat does. It doesn't look at the whole mountain. It looks at the ridge that it's on.
And
you just go up that ridge, and then maybe there's another ridge. Okay, go another ridge. Yeah, but Capricorn does raise expectations. It's, you know, we're meant to be performing at our best in Capricorn and getting recognition for it. And a lot of times we expect more recognition than we're going to get for various reasons, a lot of which is beyond our control at the point of Capricorn.
Yes, and, you know, and control can be one of the key words that I see some people trying to be unusually controlling.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be part of the Venus and Mars in Capricorn, that that's not really a sign of love. Or, you know, I'm seeing people, I heard one argument, you know, like, I was doing all these things for them, and they just did, they hated it. They rejected it. I said, did you find out if they actually needed those things done? Is that what they wanted from you, or did they ask for something else? You know, and that, you know, how do you slow it down and say, what is it that you really need, and how do you get that? What is it that your beloved actually wants, and then ask?
Yeah.
You know, and rather than think that you know what they need.
Exactly. You shouldn't be trying to steer them like a boat.
Yeah, but it is a time.
I'm here. I popped in. I had my computer was doing weird things, so I came in on my cell phone. It is a time though when you're going to say this is what you need, rather than asking them. So that's the caution. That's the caution this week.
Right.
Yeah.
That's. That I agree that not feeling that you can control someone or jerk their chains can be, you know, show me that you love me, do what I asked you to do, rather than let me show you I love you. What is it that you need help with? That's a much more direct approach to it. But that a lot of self-doubts are showing up for people, and to just be very gentle with yourself on this, to notice that it may be because your expectations have changed, not because the situation has changed. So how are the cats? Give us a cat report, Anne.
We have five kittens.
Five
little kittens. Betty White had five of them. They're a week and a couple of days. They came in the last Thursday. And their eyes are starting
they're
to
adorable.
Open, which is cool. And I nicknamed them after, because the cat that gave birth to them is Betty White, I nicknamed the one with no tail with big toes, Murray, because he typed all the time. And then I named Rhoda. She's the white cat that talks all the time. She's a cute little girl. And then there's Phyllis, who's very sleek. And then Lou has the fat tail. He has a really big fat tail. And then Ted Baxter. He's in the tuxedo. So he looks very dapper. He was the first one in. So they're very cute. They're opening their eyes. Betty's a great mom. And, you know, I'm posting them on my Facebook for people that want
kitten
pictures.
Well, when were they born? What's their chart?
They were born between 11. She had Ted Baxter was first to appear. He came at 11:40 on Thursday last week.
What day is this? February? Which was, what was the date?
I don't know. February, it was Thursday. February.
Was the first?
They came in on the Sag moon, the 27th.
Okay.
So they're Taurus rising. Ted was at 11:38 or 11:40 in the morning, and Taurus rising Sag moon and Aquarius babies. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Rhoda came in. She's the white cat. So she came in as Uranus was rising. So she looks different than the other five, the other four. And then she had one of us. They're just very cute. But Rhoda's like a little white one, and she never shuts up. She's very chatty. She's like, she's Uranus rising. So she looks different than the other ones. And she's very, very chatty little Aquarius. And then I had another one at 15, and then I had a lesson. So when I went back at 1:30, they were all out. So I don't know what the birth times of the other two are, but they're either late Taurus or early Gemini. So we'll check them out.
Oh, that's just adorable.
Yep, Mama has no tails, so two have no tails, and three have tails, and we have three boys and two girls. So, yeah, but they're very cute. Yeah, and they're just, you know, they're just starting to open their eyes and wiggle, and they have doubled in size. When she popped the first one out, I was like, oh my God, like this is like amazing. And they were little, and now they're like, you know, they're solid. They're like little tubby things. She's eating like a horse, Mama is. So I just keep putting food in there, and she keeps eating it, and the kittens keep eating, and everybody's growing. So it's very exciting.
How
nice
wonderful.
To have little lights in the house. Yeah, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to when they're out and roaming around. So their eyes are kind of a little split open. So I did solo pictures today because we cleaned out their crate. And got them all on the bed and did a nice little background shot, like their first baby. I mean, they've been shot in clump, you know, but today was in individual profiles. But Murray is very cute because he has these huge toes, which I hadn't noticed, but I picked him, you know, because he had no tail because Lou was always picking on him, right? So, look at his claws. I'm like, well, you know, he did type all the time. You know, he was a great typist, you know. So, yeah, so that, and then somebody went, no, Mary? And I'm like, no, you're Mary. You're going to be Mary. You're going to have them, and you're going to have Lou or Ted. But I don't know. Those are my names. I don't know that they'll stick for the Animal League.
Right.
And I would
have
done
Golden
Girls.
It's good to have a name to start with.
No, yeah, there's no Golden Girls men. It's all women. So, you know, Dorothy, Sophia,
and she came in as Betty White. So, yeah, I think that works just fine.
Yeah, that was kind of my thought. So yeah, but they're very cute, and I'm, you know, looking forward to getting to know them as they explore. So, but it's really interesting to see how the Uranus rising one, little Rhoda, never is quiet. She's like meow 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 meow. So she's very chatty. So,
and
it's fun to have kittens.
You know, how you can't get more adorable, right? And I was looking at your chart for the time and notice that, you know, Jupiter's right on your moon, and your moon rules your sixth house of small animals.
Right.
So
right.
With Jupiter conjunct your moon, you have lots of little new life, new small animals in your house.
Yeah. Right. In my last time, 12 years ago when I had it, I gained weight, and I thought, you know what, we're doing kittens this time. The kittens can gain weight.
Kittens are much
better. They can gain weight.
We're going to do Jupiter in another way this time around, this 12 years. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And Saturn's
right
on my ascendant, and Mars is on my north node. It's a very nice chart from
that
my
that'll
chart's
help.
Perspective.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the moon is on the midheaven. You know, their Sag moons are on the midheaven. So, my midheaven in Sag. So, yeah, they're very cute. Very cute little pikers. So, and kittens are fun. Last time I had a kitten was when I was a kid in growing up, so it's been a long time. So, well, then we had a
so when people are looking for their animals, the small animals, I usually see, you know, maybe my large dog is a 12th house for they're usually large animals, but that's usually more like horses. Though some people might think my dog was a horse, but the sixth house is often our relationship to small animals and how and our pets and our habits and how those daily habits get manifested by the pets in our lives.
Right.
So that's an interesting lineup for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I remember.
And I did the moon on my Jupiter. I thought, well, that's a good – and it's Jupiter and Pisces, so they're going to be nice little kitties too. Yeah. They're gonna have good homes and be nice little kittens when they grow up. So quite exciting. Yeah.
And you've taken on the responsibility of being a cat parent with Saturn on your ascendant, which is lovely. Shall we take a call?
Sure.
Let's give it a shot. And hello, area code 901-364. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello, and Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good and grateful. How are you all?
Good, good. And your birth chart again, one more time.
4461.
Time?
5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
And Memphis. And tell me, how can we help you today?
I just want to check into career.
Now you've called us about your career a couple of times. How's it going? What have you been thinking about it this time?
Nothing has been happening since the top of the year, but I am flooding the job sites and applying, you know, at home and preferably at home. But you know, if I got to go outside, oh well. So I just want to see what's done. See, am I going to get in?
Well, you know, it was no point in for anybody trying really until this week, and really until next week, as that Mercury-Pluto conjunction was just, you know, most people were sort of shut down. A lot of businesses were not looking ahead, nor were they hiring while Mercury was retrograde conjunct Pluto. Anne and Mark, do you know anybody who got a job last month?
No.
I know a lot of people looking. But, yeah, I know people that left jobs.
A lot of people left jobs. Yeah.
But I think it's turning around as, you know, we get past that Sun-Saturn conjunction as Mercury turns direct. And I think really when we clear Pluto this coming weekend, you're going to start to see businesses starting to hire again, people opening up, people looking for their ideas and their plans. You know, Saturn is sextiling your ascendant. That can make it look good for you. The sun is on your progressed moon. You know, all those four planets in Capricorn are up in your house of career. So I think it's a good time to make some moves forward. Mark, what are you seeing?
Yeah, definitely it's time for career moves. And Saturn is working with you. You've progressed Saturn and your Saturn in the sky. So decide, really what you want to do is look at it as the overall picture. So how does your career move fit with the way you're organizing your whole life? You're basically taking responsibility for your life, and career is part of it.
Yeah. So with my Saturn being in Capricorn, should I look for it versus what I'm looking for? Should I look for anything in particular with Saturn sitting in my Capricorn? Like right
that
now, customer service, clerical, that kind of thing?
You know,
Yeah,
go ahead, Ann.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, a lot of times Capricorn Saturn's like a stable company that's decent sized, right? But you are also having Pluto on your Saturn right now. So that might be, you know, when you go in, you're kind of like, you know, how do I fit? Because Pluto's in your sixth house of work. So I would say, you know, a business that's established would help. And also you have a lot of planets, you know, Saturn rules the direction you want to head. So as Venus comes to your Saturn at the end of the month and Mercury gets there in a couple of days and Mars gets there, I think you're going to see a lot of activity. Mercury rules your workhouse, and he's coming to the Saturn by transit, you know. So, and he's, you know, Mercury and Venus have both been retrograde dancing up there in the 10th house. So a lot of times that corporate thing might be helpful, you know, finding something that's a little more traditional corporate. Because you're ready for slightly different responsibilities. Your progressed moon right now will be in Pisces in about 6 months, so there can be a change then, and also a promotion opportunity in about 4 months when the moon gets to Juno. So I think it's really
finding something. Nodes coming to your moon and going into the seventh house of pulling in people that you're going to work with for the next 19 years. It's kind of a new chapter similar to 2003 and 1984. So there's a lot of incoming energy for you. So I would be, you know, the door opens, how do I get in? Might be a temp basis for 6 months, and then they'd make it full time, which if that's the offer, I would take it. But I think it looks very positive. You've got, you know, Taurus, the nodes are going through your money house, and you've got Venus about to square your natal Venus, and you had a Sun-Venus conjunction, and you're born under one. So there was a conjunction the beginning of January, so that should be good for finding something. It was at 19, fine year.
You know, you are more of a leader than you give yourself credit for. And do you really want, you know, what kind of job would you give yourself if you could bap yourself over the head with a magic wand?
Working with people, the public, in anywhere where I can help people to help themselves. Help themselves and
mm-hmm.
power themselves.
Maybe summing support work at something like a health clinic or a place where, you know, that, you know, community center, health clinic, you know, that's established, like Ann says, but
mm-hmm.
where you can take a little bit more leadership and you believe in what you're doing.
Well,
you
know,
I think you tend to shoot yourself in the foot if you don't think much of the place.
Yeah, and then, you know, I got that Pisces and Mercury in the 12th house, and, you know, I like to be heated, mm-hmm. so that's why I don't give myself a lot of credit. Because, you know,
right.
But no one can give you
credit till you give yourself some credit. So
yeah.
I really think look in some community organization that you like and respect and see if they need you.
Okay.
Stop
fighting.
Yeah, be solid about what you bring to them.
Okay.
Let them know what you can do, how you see the job.
Okay. All right, it sounds like it's time to hiding over there in that 12th house.
Yeah.
Right. And you can work from there, but you can do things from there. Honestly, when you find a group, an organization that you feel good about, you can support them and sort of hide behind them and still enjoy it.
Yeah.
I got
okay.
4 planets and 2 asteroids in the 12th. You can do it.
Look for
oh.
a company that does
okay.
public service.
Okay. Will do. Thank you all so much. I would yield the floor so somebody
okay.
else can get
you
in.
Take
Thank
care.
You all.
Okay.
Happy
okay.
New Year
Bye-bye.
To you all.
Good. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. And hello, error code 917-539. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Excellent. I can't believe I got through. This is fascinating. All right. Hello, you three. Happy New Year. I know it's late to say that.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy
and
to
when
talk
were
to
you born?
Okay, so birthday is 2/10/73. It is
mm-hmm.
at 9:54 a.m. And it is in Roxville Center, Long Island.
Okay.
What center was that? Russell Center?
Rockville.
Long okay.
Mm-hmm. In Nassau.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
What,
Nassau County.
Question.
Well, I kind of have a 3-part question, and I'm just going to throw these three at
okay.
you because it goes from the very intense to the more ridiculous. The very intense number one is I feel like I'm in a big career change and I'm completely clueless as to what to do next. That's
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Two is that I spoke to someone a long time ago who told me I currently live in Brooklyn, New York. They told me that where I lived was like damaging my ability to be successful, and that has kind of thrown me off. And the
I don't see why, because you're still close to that Jupiter on the midheaven line.
Right.
Go ahead.
I think I'm not sure. Like, whatever, we can get into it. But
I'd say throw that out.
the good. Thank you, Heather. The third ridiculous thing is I know Venus is still in its shadow, but I'm looking to dye my hair soon. So I want to know if I can do that.
Well, Venus is about to conjunct Pluto. Either do it soon after this weekend, just after this weekend, or wait until after March 3rd.
Okay, so after this weekend or after March 3rd. Okay, great. Thank
you. Right. But not right before March 3rd.
Or if you can do it tomorrow or Wednesday, because I've got
I had planned to do it tomorrow, but no.
All right.
Okay. Then do it tomorrow.
All right. Nice so on to the career craziness. What do you three, any advice?
Oh, and what have you been doing?
Well, everything hit a real stop at the end of 2019, and I was grateful because I was actually able to see Anne right around that time. And she gave me good advice to just kind of, like, hang in there and keep an open mind. But,
and don't do anything right now, right?
Right, kind of. And but, you know, I feel very adrift and not aligned with what I've been doing. So trying to figure out something else.
Well, your progress moon is in Pisces, so you're not really feeling like going and doing anything at the moment. You've got a new chapter starting in a little less than 2.5 years as you progress lunar new moon. So you may be going back to something that is somewhat familiar for a while you get your feet underneath you.
Yeah.
Pluto's hitting Jupiter in your 10th house of career. So you are, you know, after this year, I think you're really changing your work. But it may not be easy to do it now unless you do something very intense. And what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, part of it is you've got all these ending cycles. So this is ending, that's ending, this is ending. So even the part there's a part of your chart that really wants a new beginning. We're still wrapping up stuff. But with the Pluto and the Jupiter, you know, that can bring intense work, and it can make you some decent money. And he's on there all year this year. And we do like him, you know, your natally, you know, Jupiter on the top of your chart helps. You're also having Saturn trining your Saturn and coming to your Sun. So that often is a forward motion. You go back to what you were doing 20 years ago. That story is wrapping up, so you're kind of ready for a new story, but it's still cooking. So, you know, your chart likes to know where it's going, and the hard part right now is it's not clear. So I would just say, you know, just what shows up, say, okay, that's showing up, let me work on that, that's showing up. I would really get actively engaged with your guides because your Mars is on the galactic center on a star that talks to you. And I would get up in the morning and say, okay, guys, what am I supposed to do today? And work your chart that way for the time being until you get a little more clarity. Because you may get clarity that, like, you're right where you're supposed to be. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean you're not going to worry about it with your chart, but it can help a little instead of feeling. But I do think you get, you know, I do think it starts to shift. And, you know, we went through COVID. It was all over your direction. It really changed the direction of your life. So now we have to let it kind of ease up, and then you're going to see where you're going next. Mark, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely, you're in an in-between letting go of what's been there and about to pick up new things. And I would say listen for the positive signs. And when you feel something that, it's like, oh, I should do this, even if it's like skydiving, you know. You wouldn't normally say yes to skydiving, but if it feels right, go ahead and do it.
So we're running out of time.
Don't be in a hurry to do that. It is going to take a little, like a couple of years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And dream big. Dream kind of really imagine what would make you happy, not what would be practical. That fight between your Aquarian theory and your Taurus moon security seeker. Just kind of, well, what could make all parts of me happy? It really needs some room to imagine bigger. And we have to go. Our time is up.
Thank you.
So this is Petro and Robin saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark.
Mark Wald signing off from New York City.
And Ann Ortley from the Turquoise Desk over Boca Ciega Bay. And happy birthday, February 10th. Good solar return for the year.
That's right.
Happy should be a good forward motion.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So happy
Thank
birthday
you.
To you.
Good stuff coming. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay.